Superman, stand by. Dick Tracy is on the air.
Now, the makers of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those two delicious, easy-to-digest cereals that are shot from guns, bring you another thrilling Dick Tracy adventure. Hear that? Well, that's what we mean when we say shot from guns. Nourishing grains of wheat and rice are actually loaded into special guns in the Quaker plant. And then the guns are fired, and each grain is exploded to 8 times its normal size. That's why puffed wheat and puffed rice look and taste so different from ordinary cereals. But that's not all. If you could look inside a grain of wheat before and after it's shot from the gun, you'd see how each tiny, hard-to-digest food cell is shattered so that all the goodness is unlocked. Then it's specially easy to digest so that you get the trigger-fast food energy much more quickly and easily. And you need lots of that same kind of food energy to be as mentally and physically alert as Dick Tracy is. So join the thousands of happy boys and girls and grown-ups who enjoy a big dish of crisp, delicious puffed wheat or puffed rice every morning. Mother's glad, and so is Dad, to have you remind her of something that tastes so specially good. So look in the pantry, and if there isn't one of those famous red and blue packages there, ask Mother to get you some at the grocer's. The Black Pearl of Osiris, its theft is Dick Tracy's latest case, was found concealed in a bullet which had been fired into the leg of the great detective. Tracy now carries that pearl in his secret compartment ring, which was given to him by Humi Batik, a member of the Osiris cult. Yesterday, Remo, a member of the society trying to get the Black Pearl, lay hidden in the back seat of Tracy's car while he drove to Tess Trueheart's apartment. Will Remo succeed in his plan to overpower Dick Tracy? The great detective is just stopping outside the apartment house where Tess Trueheart lives.
So, I thought the emergency brake was a pretty bad hill. I should roll it.
No, you don't. You're quick, Tracy, but I... Oh.
There.
I surrender. You have me.
Give me that cord. Silken cord, huh? Who are you working for?
I have nothing to say.
Perhaps you haven't now, but you will later. Can you drive a car?
Yes.
Then get up here and drive this one to headquarters. Remember, I've got a gun on you, so no tricks.
So we wouldn't talk, eh, Dick?
No, Pat. I couldn't get a thing out of him. No sense trying any further, either. When a fellow like that makes up his mind not to talk, you can't get a thing out of him.
What I don't understand yet, Dick, is how did you manage to catch him?
I could see him coming, Pat. I reached down to pull the emergency brake, and as I leaned back, Remo came up behind me with a silken noose. I saw him in the glass mirror on the dashboard.
That was lucky.
Lucky? I think it was lucky. Only Batik would say it was the ring that did it.
Yeah, most likely.
Well, Pat, I'm afraid it's going to take more than luck to win out against the men who are trying to get their hands on this ring and the Black Pearl that it contains.
Well, after tonight's experience, I can believe that all right. They were willing to kill you to get hold of it.
This Black Pearl must be worth a small fortune. Hey, pardon me, Pat. Yes?
There's a man to see you, sir.
Who is he? What's he want?
He says he comes from Humi Batik.
Ah, send him in. This must be the fellow we've been waiting for, Pat. Mm. The agent from Humi Batik who's to take the Black Pearl back to Egypt. Oh, come in, please.
Thank you, Mr. Tracy. You know who I am.
You're a member of the cult of Osiris, is that so? The cult of the Scarab?
Yes, that is true. Batik tells me you have the Black Pearl. It is that I have come for. May I have it, please?
I can't give you the Black Pearl just yet.
Why is that? You have it in that ring on your finger, have you not? Batik told you to keep it in that ring.
When I'm protecting something, I do it in my own way, thank you.
But you were given that ring for that purpose?
Perhaps I believed it'd be safer elsewhere.
The Black Pearl, it is here in your office.
I can have it for you in a little while. If you'd care to come back, let's say tonight about 6 o'clock, I can have it for you then.
You should have kept the pearl in the secret ring of Osiris. There is danger otherwise.
If you'll return tonight at 6 o'clock, I'll be glad to turn the Black Pearl over to you at that time.
Very well, Effendi. I shall return at 6 o'clock. And now, until that time, farewell.
Dick, you didn't tell me you'd put the Black Pearl somewhere else. I thought you were carrying it in the ring.
Yes, yes, and I am, Pat. The Black Pearl is in this ring on my finger now. I didn't say it wasn't there. I merely let him think so.
Well, why didn't you give it to him? He said Batik had sent him.
He was lying. Batik didn't send him.
Lying? How do you know that, Dick?
Because he failed to complete the password. You may remember I used the phrase, the cult of the Scarab. He was supposed to answer, no, the cult of Osiris the Great. He didn't, Pat. So I knew he was a fraud.
Then why'd you let him get away? Why didn't you hold him?
Oh, we're not letting him get away. We're following him right now. I just wanted to give him time to get out of the office. Come on, Pat.
Getting into that cab.
Yeah, a taxi.
Where to, mister?
Follow that cab up ahead. Keep it a safe distance. I don't want them to know we're following.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't want to get mixed up in no kind of trouble.
I'm Dick Tracy. My badge.
Dick Tracy? Holy smoke. Okay, sir, anything you say.
Not too close, driver. Stay as far behind as you can.
Yes, sir, Mr. Tracy. That traffic's pretty thick, Mr. Tracy.
Well, don't lose that cab, whatever you do.
Nope. She stopped up ahead for a red light. Traffic sure is heavy today. I can just see the top of her.
Don't lose her. Hang on to her.
Don't worry. I won't lose her. That cab's pulling up to the curb.
Hey, that's funny, Dick.
What is?
Well, this is the ritziest section of town.
Yes, yes, I know. Stop here, driver.
Okay.
Look, Dick. The driver of that other cab is getting out and opening the door of the cab. He looks excited.
Yes, yes, there's something wrong. Come on, Pat. Come on.
Hey, wake up, will you, mister? Wake up. Hey, hey, come on, guy. Hey,
what's
wake
wrong?
Up.
What's wrong, driver?
Gee, I don't know. This guy's out like a light.
It's the guy who was in our office, Dick.
Yes, yes, I know. Let me have a look at him, driver.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. He's dead, Pat. He's been shot.
Dead? Are you sure, Dick?
You mean to say the guy is dead? Gee, he was talking to me only a minute ago.
What do you make of it, Dick?
Merely confirms my belief, Pat, that we're not dealing with any ordinary gang. Someone very shrewd must be at the head of them. Shrewd enough to anticipate all eventualities.
You mean he knew we might follow this guy?
Apparently. He wasn't taking any chances. He realized the trick might not come off, and so he had this fellow watched. Those who were watching him realized we were following and managed to kill this man. Probably with an air rifle and that traffic jam we passed through not long ago.
Hey, listen, buddy, I ain't going to get in no trouble, am I?
Nothing to worry about, driver. You say this is the address he gave you?
Yeah, this is the address, all right, there.
Well, in that case, we're all right, Dick. This must be the headquarters of the gang.
I doubt it, Pat. I doubt it very much. He probably gave the wrong address. We'll have a try at it anyway. I'll have every house in this block investigated by the special squad. But I doubt if anything will come of it. I doubt it very much.
Ah, Mr. Tracy, welcome. Welcome to my very poor abode.
Hello, Batik. Well, you won't be in this very poor abode long. The Board of Inquiry is working overtime on your case.
You have been very kind, Mr. Tracy. The blessings of Osiris be upon you.
Thank you, Batik. By the way, you might be interested to know that an agent of the Society tried to get the pearl.
Oh, the fiends. They will stop at nothing. I am so glad I gave you that ring. You are carrying the Black Pearl with you, of course?
Yes, yes, it's right here in this ring.
I would like to see it, if I may.
Why, certainly. I'll take the top of the ring off and... There.
Osiris be praised. How wonderful to have the Black Pearl in our possession once again. Oh, Mr. Tracy, how can I thank you? How can I put into words my gratitude?
Don't bother, Batik. I'm only doing what I promised to do. Tell me... When will your agent call on me for the Black Pearl?
Oh, very soon. He is busy on other matters at the moment. The way must be made clear for carrying the Black Pearl back to Egypt. When that has been done, he will come to you. Also, he is engaged on another matter. A matter of great importance to the young man, Junior.
Junior?
It is obvious you think highly of that youngster. That you have the highest regard for him.
Oh, that's true enough.
I shall have a surprise for your young friend in a few days, I hope. I am sure he will be very pleased.
Well, you can't tell me about it now, I suppose.
Well?
Don't. I think I can guess. Well, Batik, I must leave you now. Depend on it, the Black Pearl is safe in my keeping, and I shall guard it carefully.
Farewell, my friend, and many thanks to you for all your kindness.
Gee, this is a swell place to eat, Dick. Are we going to have lobster tonight?
Not for you, Junior.
Huh?
Lobster's just a trifle too hard on a young system like yours.
Oh, listen, I'm not a kid anymore, Dick.
Well, if you can't have lobster, Junior, Dick and I won't have it either, eh, Dick?
Right. We'll have a couple of chops instead. By the way, Junior, Homie Batik told me he'd have a surprise for you in a few days.
A surprise for me, Dick? Gee, I wonder what it can be.
Well, I dare say you'll find out soon enough.
He's a swell guy. Hope nothing happens to him, Dick.
So do I. I'm going to make it my business to be in court when the trial comes up.
I'm sure you'll be able to help him, won't you, Dick?
Nothing came for our search this afternoon, as you know, Dick. We went through every house in that block.
Rather suspected you wouldn't find anything. I was sure that fellow had given the wrong address. Well, let's forget about the Black Pearl and everything else for the next hour and enjoy our dinner. Or can we forget?
What do you mean, Dick?
I mean we're being watched, Pat.
Huh?
Four different tables around us. Certain shady-looking gentry have not taken their eyes off us. Don't look up now.
No, but what do you think we ought to do?
Trying to formulate a plan. They're undoubtedly after the ring and the Black Pearl. We're surrounded, Pat. I can see that now.
Well, we've got to do something, Dick.
I'll say. Get ready for trouble, Pat. We're going to have plenty of it. We try to leave this restaurant.
Surrounded by agents of the man who is trying to gain the Black Pearl for himself, Dick Tracy, Pat, and Junior are in a pretty bad spot. Will they escape? Well, let us hope so. But now it's time for our Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol meeting, which the members of Tempting, Tasty, Nourishing Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice especially invite you to attend. All right, Junior, we're ready.
The meeting will now come to order.
Say, Junior, has Dick Tracy told you what his big surprise is?
No, Mr. Quaker Man. I've tried to guess, but Dick says no to everything I can think of.
Same here, but I know it's something really swell from the way he talks about it.
It's for all the patrol members, too. Boy, I can hardly wait.
Well, you won't have to wait long, Junior. And we ought to be sure that every wide-awake boy and girl joins the patrol before Dick springs his big surprise on Friday.
That's right. And you patrol members ought to make sure that all your friends join, too, so they don't miss all our fun.
Good idea. And be sure to tell them how to join the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol. You remember, you send two Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops, or one of each, with your name and address to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago.
Isn't that easy? Then Dick Tracy sends you the secret code book, the patrol pledge, and member's badge, all free.
So if you aren't a member now, send your two Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago, right away. Look to see if there's some Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice in the pantry right now. And as soon as your packages are empty, tear off the tops and save them for the big surprise Dick Tracy is planning for you. Remember, it's the top panel that says, three wrappings guard its crispness. And that's right. Those famous red and blue packages are triple sealed to keep the tempting, nourishing grains of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice crisp, plump, and fresh as can be for you. And if you don't see any Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice in the pantry now, remind Mother to get some for you at the grocer's. Tell Mother how Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice are shot from guns to make them especially easy to digest as well as especially good to eat. She's glad to have you tell her, and you'll be able to start saving your box tops for Dick Tracy's big surprise.
Calling all adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by for another exciting Dick Tracy adventure tomorrow at this same time. That is all.